In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But also the conversation of our MVP has shifted a little bit.
I would think
you mentioned Josh Allen. We weren't talking about him in the first half of the season. Now it's hard to talk about the MVP award without him in the conversation.
And I think you have to talk about the month of December. This is when the game is on the line, the season is on the line.
When it matters.
And also when the stars start to rise to the top, because you start to lean on those guys that can get you across the finish line. Yeah.
CBS, Nate Burleson and Bill Cowher. Allen is fourth today in the MVP odds. Not dead. May, Stafford, Love, Allen. I thought
May is still on top?
Or it's Stafford May. Okay. I'm not sure. But they're the top two.
Those are the top two going into weekend. And May didn't play and Stafford had another.
Stafford had a great game. Yep. So did Love. I would say.
Yes.
That was a pretty cool game. You know, not a Brady fan. Brady was in the booth for that game in Green Bay. I got to watch the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
There's, you know, it's more than this probably. I'm reluctant to give him much credit. But there's one area where he's really good, the clock.
I thought he had a couple of moments yesterday where it was at least getting to where, for folks who really follow along with us, I was dreading him being excellent at that job. I thought he was going to be undeniably great at it, and that was going to annoy us, me, whatever.
Everyone.
And I didn't think he's really very good at it at all. But yesterday, there were a couple of different times where I just thought he had what to my ears was the right point, and it was presented in a, I don't know, like, I liked his energy a lot during that game yesterday. I didn't sit with it, like, you know, every minute, but what I saw, I liked him. That said, I don't want to get off of Brady if we don't have to, but the guy on the Bills game, Olsen, is just so good.
He's good. There was one moment yesterday where I was a little bit annoyed, but he and they recovered somewhat. And that's the play where Ty Johnson had a long run and went down without being touched. And then the Bengal guy knocked the ball out of his hands on the ground. And they never mentioned
whether
that
about it.
Should have been a fumble until after the commercials.
Yeah.
There was a score. The Bills scored on that drive. And they came back from the break and brought it up and brought in Gene Steratore. And he said, why it isn't a fumble.
The ball is a part of the – if you've got control of the ball, you're on the ground – then you're down. Like, touching the ball is essentially touching the player down.
Where did that rule come from?
Is what that explanation was.
Have you ever known that to be true?
I did not know, no.
Now,
I thought it could have been a fumble right away, too, watching it live.
Used to have plays where guys would go down untouched, and that was always really dumb, because why would you ever do... You would always know you weren't touched. Even if you had been touched, you weren't sure, you'd get up and, like... Mm-hmm. It never made sense to me why guys would do that. And then worse would be the defensive players just standing around him. Right. Like they, I guess everybody just agreed that he was down and, you know, just have the end of the play or even not, whatever. Now you see defensive teams wait for the player to try to get back up and then they try to knock the ball out. That's a move now.
Yeah.
So this one, they didn't wait for Ty Johnson. I just never knew that you couldn't do what the Bengals did there.
Right. Not touch the player just touch the ball.
Yeah. Because do you have to touch the player then? I guess they said yesterday they touched legs.
Yeah, well, I think Ty Johnson's one, the hand he wasn't holding the ball in,
right,
was on the guy's like ankle.
That was it.
Or calf or something. And so, but yeah, I never knew that the ball, as long as it's in possession, right, it's not shaking loose in any way, it's an extension of the runner, actually, I think is how that ultimately was explained. What I really like that Olsen does, and I've seen him and heard him do this more than once, and he did it again yesterday, is when you get to the end, right? The Bills have got the ball. What's the timeout situation? He is always, not always, I just, at numerous times I've watched him do this. All right, let's lay this out. And like he'll just take you through it in a way that prevents me as a fan from having to sit there going, okay, 40 seconds and 40 more and how many timeouts and what? Tell me. Tell me, please. I'm sitting here. As it turns out, yesterday I wasn't drinking beer, but like I'm on my couch. I don't want to do the mathing. I just want you to tell me what needs to happen here. How much time is going to be left if I run three run plays when I kick it away? Like, just give me that. And he does that, and I really appreciate that. I think it's a good little piece to have and be conscious of when you're in that spot. And I know you can't always think of everything, so I'm not even sure he does it all the time. But it's like it just feels very thorough, and that's an area, again, that I'm not – I would rather just have someone tell me what exactly is about to happen.
Well, that's along the lines of the compliment I was paying Brady because
– Yeah.
Just the clock. I mean, when he played, he was great at that. And we had Bills teams that were not, and they were always losing to the Patriots. And it always frustrated me that they wouldn't take their advantages such as they are. You don't have as good of players, but you could, you know, there are edges in this sport, and the Bills didn't figure out what to do about that, or they didn't care. So here's Brady last night. I'm not sure exactly what the situation was. Maybe the Bears' last drive. And a couple of different times, he's like, there's more time than you think, or just, you know, he really had a handle on don't call a timeout here, do it then, that kind of stuff. It shouldn't be surprising that he'd be good at that. But you also have to be able to articulate it.
Right.
Not just know it. And so maybe they're both, I certainly like Olsen a lot too. I mean, they're both excellent in that area at least. Joe Davis was the...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Play-by-play announcer yesterday.
Yeah.
He also had the World Series. And I have a problem with everybody, I guess I'd have pretty much have to admit. But my problem with him is I can't hear him. There's something about his levels or like, because he does raise his voice like they all do now.
Yeah.
Which I don't know who started that, but now like Chris Fowler's spittle is all over my face every time I watch him do a game because he's so loud. Why do you have to be loud? You have a mic. But this guy is loud, but he sort of
gets
I
lost
lose him.
In the
yeah I lose
the
him.
Frequency of his voice must be blending in with the crowd or
baseball
something.
Baseball too.
Yeah,
I was having this problem during the World Series. I brought it up to Matt Collar because I don't know. I felt maybe like I didn't want to bring it up in here because this is another moment where I might be just old now.
Right.
But Matt's like, no, I totally agree with that. I have the same issue. So many, and he also has the Fowler issue, by the way. But so many times, like, you know, they're kind of shouting and you still really can't hear the announcer that well. I don't know why that is, but I noticed that. I had that same thought yesterday at the Bills game. Let's go to Frank here. Hi, Frank. Frank?
Oh.
Hi, Frank. You're on the air. Please go ahead.
What's going on?
Come on, Frank.
We're waiting for you to start talking, buddy.
Hey, I'm down here in Kentucky. I'm a Buffalo fan. I just got a question for you about Matt Milano.
Okay.
What do you think? I mean, we got Thompson playing very good. You got Deion Williams or
Dorian Williams. Backer.
And how long you hang on to Matt?
I think this year is going to be I would anticipate if he's back at, his contract's up after this year, Frank. So, if he's here, I would anticipate it being on a very team-friendly incentive type of thing, because I don't think he's been himself for a couple of years. The injuries, I think, have really taken a lot out of him. I think he's going to continue to play with Thompson is the big one. And I don't know, maybe you have a decision to make if Bernard gets healthy, where you maybe spell Milano with Bernard, because Thompson is never, ever, ever ever coming off the field for me at this point.
He was the only defensive player to play every snap yesterday, yeah. So the Bills are with you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog Football Monday continues next here on WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.